Radio 1. Wonderland.
Good evening, Rosine Murphy.
Hello.
Hi, so happy to finally talk to you.
It's great to be here, thank you.
Your album is out, your new album is out. It has taken some time. The release was postponed twice. The last time it was like about some kind of vinyl press problem. What was that all about?
Oh, it's all too technical for me to understand. But basically, things just got messy, really, because of all the holdups with everything, with every kind of trucking and making and producing. And so we were really up against it to get it out for the time that we were aiming for anyway, and it became obvious that we'd have to put it back a week recently.
Mm-hmm. But it is out. Are you happy with it?
I am very happy with it. Yeah, super happy.
Yeah. The album is called Rosine Machine. How much of your life do you really spend machine-like, following rules and like strict planning? Because I have the feeling you live a very spontaneous life.
Yeah, I do, really. I would call myself a soft machine, really, and an ideas machine, a concept machine.
Uh-huh.
Especially in the last few years, you know, I've really taken it on myself to creatively direct everything to do with the records. And so that's what I'm referencing, really.
Yeah, okay.
The vision machine.
You've already said about this album that this was an album that was 10 years in the making. How does that work? How can you work 10 years on one album?
We didn't really. We started straight after I made an album called Overpowered.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked with the same guy a little bit on Overpowered, Parrot, who I've known since I was a teenager. And I went back to him after Overpowered and said, can we do sort of go deeper into the house and the disco?
Mm-hmm.
And we did Simulation and Jealousy first and just put them out as singles to see what might happen. I mean, I had just had my first child and I had another child then after that. So we squeezed them in as and when we could, just putting them out. And it was a long time then between Jealousy and Incapable, which came out last year.
Mm-hmm.
But really it was Incapable when that came out. Everybody went mad for it and we ended up with an album deal. And it was pretty much formed as an idea 10 years ago. So it was really just about joining the dots and making the record.
Yeah.
Which we did in a few short months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the last months you worked really hard on it.
Yeah, yes, I did. Yeah, I worked very hard during lockdown on all kinds of music here in the house, especially I've been set up with Ableton now for mm-hmm. a year and a half. And so I can record my own studio sessions, if you like, here on my own while I'm writing. And that was incredibly good thing that happened. Thank God that was in place for when this all came down, because I've got to run into something creative when I need to. You know, that's the type of behavior I've always exhibited.
Rosine, this album really feels like it has been made for like kind of rave party feel.
Yeah, to some degree. It's certainly inspired by it. It's inspired by the memories of euphoria and all the kind of complex emotions that go with that.
Mm-hmm.
and that always go with it. It's never a simple thing, mm-hmm. the true sort of uplifting experience on a dance floor. It's always coloured with many, many emotions, which is why I love dance music. It seems to be able to encapsulate
mm-hmm.
diverse emotions, diverse feelings that maybe perhaps don't go together often in something.
Yeah.
But they go together often in people. And so it's very unifying in a way to have that dissonance. It's somehow an irony about dance music.
Mm-hmm. What was your last concert like that you played?
We played for Six Music, which is a radio station here. They had a festival in London about 4 nights before really everything went, you know, when it was all locked down. And I think we must have all been in denial. I've just seen a film of myself getting into the crowd, jumping onto the crowd, and I'm taking bits off, taking off my gloves so that
like
I can
a real
hold people's...
Mode. Okay, yeah, okay.
So no, she's got one thing on the mind. No, so I could, like, you know, because when I go in, I've got to be really true. I've got to be really trusting, obviously, if I surf over the audience. And I like to be able to feel what I'm doing and feel people's hands and stuff.
Oh, wow.
And so obviously I rolled around in every germ going that night, you know. I wasn't well for a couple of weeks afterwards.
Oh, really? Just like emotionally or really like physically?
Physically.
Oh, really?
It could have probably most likely been COVID, I would say. And as soon as I came off stage, I had to go backstage to speak to somebody like you, to speak to some radio people live on air. And as soon as I left the stage, I couldn't hold my head up. I'd been head banging and I'd been like a bullet, basically, from a gun. It was almost like somebody told me it was the last gig I was ever going to do or something, because I really was like Iggy Pop that night. I was like the bullet. And so I couldn't hold my head up. As soon as I came back to the real consciousness of my body outside of performing, my head was like crawling down like this, and I had to do an interview straight away. I had to do it lying down.
Oh, but you really got like the everything out of it. Like a few days before everybody went on lockdown, you still touched everybody. Like you touched more people.
I was touching them all. I was mauling them. There was juice everywhere.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. What was the song that people went most crazy about on that night?
Funny enough, in the last gigs we were doing a song called Flash of Light, which is just a one-off thing, a song that I wrote with my partner, calling me husband, even though I'm not married, I'm filth, I'm a disgrace. But he's an Italian record producer. I worked with him, that's how I fell in love with him. I wrote Flash of Light for him and his partner, Lucasine Brigante, and we did a really epic live version of it, which, honest to God, took on a life of its own. And it was always the last track in the last few gigs that we did.
Okay, but let's listen to that song then. It's not on the album, but I found it here, Flash of Light, Lucas C. and Brigante.
This is where I fell in love, the day I fell in love.
Oh, really? With this song?
Love of my life. Sebi!
Thank you.
Flash of Light van Lucas C. en Brigante. Ondertussen heeft Roisin Murphy een jointje opgestoken. En ze heeft net verteld over die hele periode die ze heeft doorgemaakt tijdens die lockdown, waarin ze het een beetje heftig heeft gehad. Ze is heel erg geconcentreerd geweest op haar muziek. Heeft heel veel geschreven voor de plaat die net uitgekomen is. Heeft heel veel ook live gespeeld via het internet. En dat was nodig. Ze had die output echt nodig. En nu is die plaat er dus. Dit was trouwens een ode aan haar liefje. This was like an ode to your the love of your life. But there are so many beautiful songs on the album as well. There was just like a beautiful remix that was put out by the Belgian band Soulwax. Do you know the guys of...
Come on!
But I mean, no, personally, do you know them?
No, I don't know them. I could have met them and not remember, to be honest with you. But their significance really has gained on me over the years. And it was kind of topped off recently. It was a beautiful little film that I think they were involved in that was about the newbie explosion. And it was all done as a kind of animation with the information was all in type. It's brilliant, brilliant film, and it really fascinated me. And yeah, and I think this mix really has echoes of that.
Very
a
true.
Lot.
Yeah,
it's got an ability to morph between genres and stay true, and it always has this kind of rigor underneath it.
Yeah,
this machine-like minimalism, I guess, in there, and just sense of flow. And sense of euphoria, and sense of emotion. And yeah, as I said, there's always that little tinge of subversion there too, and darkness. So I like it.
I like the remix. I like everything Soulwax has done in the past few years as well. But what I was wondering, is there because you talk about emotion and dance music, how can you, because a lot of people think that electronic music doesn't have a lot of soul in it, a lot of emotion in it, but how can you put that in?
Do they really think
well,
that?
It's
the most emotional of all the kind of mainstream genres that I can think of, really. I mean, I think lots of great dance records, you know, as they used to call them in the 80s. That's kind of what this is, dance records. They aren't just dance records. They're great songs. They're great productions. They're amazing players. They're in amazing, amazing, amazing arrangements. They are embracing cutting edge techniques. They're on the vanguard. They're, you know, there's so much to be said for it, you know, in terms of it's really influenced all of pop music that we now know. And it's interesting to see pop artists like, who I really like, Billie Eilish, I think she's great, to be using some of the language or the DNA or the structure, the genes of it, to create very unusual and brilliant music, but to have never been on the dance floor. maybe we're going to be seeing an awful lot more of that. You know, I mean, she's not come out of her bedroom, you know, been in there with her brother, nerding away, you know, which is wicked. And I love that whole story. It's fascinating.
But yeah, that's true.
It's kind of interesting to see all these like things that are, I guess, cutting edge, or, you know, I guess futuristic techniques and things that were really developed in the dance music world, being taken up in a very insular world, in a bedroom, you know,
being reused without having had the experience that you lived through.
Been there, done that, love.
Yeah.
I'm the one who's dreaming.
there's a real disco feel also to the album, because you talk about dance music, but there is also a lot of disco, right?
In the beginning, it's a dance record.
It's a dance record.
Dance record.
But there is almost like there are moments in that almost remind me of like Boney M.
Yeah, well, I wanted a bit more of that. I wanted to even do a bit of what's it called? Schlager. I wanted to get a bit of Schlager in there.
Okay.
But we never got around to it. Maybe in the future, me and Parrot will do a Schlager masterpiece.
Okay, looking forward to that.
But I was singing them kind of songs when I was in lockdown. Like, they're kind of like war songs, aren't they? This, I love your body, get together. You gotta let yourself breathe. Just because you want to go on denying yourself, you just might creep doors.
There's a song on there in which you talk about microdosing also. Shellfish Mademoiselle. Have you ever experienced with microdosing?
You've just reminded me. I forgot, actually. I'm on my fourth day. I should be doing it now. Should I go and do some now?
Right now?
While I'm on air.
I think the interview can only benefit from it.
I've been trying it. To be honest, I have been trying to come microdose here and there. Never underestimate the power of a small dose, who invented it.
What kind of thing do you put in that then? What kind of microdosing are you doing?
Am I really allowed to go into this on national radio?
Belgian radio is pretty open.
Well, let's just say I have the odd tipple.
Okay.
And, you know, it's interesting. I don't know what it's doing, to be honest. I've just given it a go recently.
Yeah, and you're right now.
Well, I'm very psychedelic today anyway. So.
Yeah, I can feel that. Yeah, but let's maybe listen to some music, Roisin Murphy. What kind of...
Come on! Let's get the tunes on the go.
Let's go. Let's listen to some music. What song should we listen to of your new album? What is the song that we didn't hear up till last Friday and we really should take a listen to?
Well, I do rather like that one, Game Changer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Okay, let's listen to Game Changer then.
Quite funky flow on this one.
Very funky.
I think you'll notice. Come on. MC Murphy in the house. Let's go.
Keep on.
Game Changer van Rosie Murphy staat op haar nieuwe plaat Rosie Machine. We hadden het net over kleine dosissen drugs nemen. Microdosing, daar wilde ze niet te diep op ingaan. Zij heeft gezegd dat ze enorm van soul wax houdt. Een gevoel voor beweging en ritme is geweldig. Ze noemt de dancemuziek de meest warme van alle muziek. En zegt ook dat de jonge artiesten daar heel veel inspiratie uit hebben gehaald. Straks gaan we er nog dieper op in. Wanneer ze alle platen kiest, dat doet ze zometeen. Uiteraard na het nieuws van 9 uur.
Wij hebben...
Er zit een steentje in mijn schoen, maar ik zin er al gewend aan.
Zij hebben...